Our scripture this morning comes from the Old Testament, from the book of Exodus, beginning with verse 12, verses 1 through 14. When the first Passover was instituted, it says, "The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, 'This month shall mark for you the beginning of the months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of each of this month they are to take the lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in portions to the number of people who eat it. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year old male. You may take it from the sheep or from a goat. You shall keep it until the 14th day of the month. Then the whole assembled congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the lamb that same night. They shall eat it roasted over a fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roast it over a fire with its head, legs, and its innards inside. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning, you shall burn it. This is how you shall eat it. Your loins should be girded, your sandals should be on your feet, and your staff should be in your hand, and you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals, and all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgments upon them. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival of the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance.'" This is the word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh, great and mighty God, I do thank you for who you are this day, for loving us, for blessing us, for your word that came to us so many years ago. And Lord, that your word that continues to be reborn each and every day. For that first Passover lamb was an animal. And the Passover lamb that you gave in that place many, many years later was your Son, the Lamb of God, who died for us so that we could have life eternal. So Lord, this day, let us remember and be thankful. Amen.